can only mean one thing. The celestial harps of angels plying, of slings going round and round, up and down, and marks going up on
see,
the song.
See, no, that's what happens when I don't stop things before it's supposed to.
Maybe you should be drinking no-no wine tonight.
That's what it is. I'm sober.
Let's not let that happen again.
I'm not going to next time. Seriously, though. Why did I play the big fatty music?
Because you know what? Fucking congratulate me.
Congratulations?
Yes.
I don't think Dan's going to congratulate you.
Oh, Dan, go to hell.
Where do you think I am right now?
What? It's just another episode of It's All About Me.
Yes, I got the number three fan. What is it? The number...
Number three fan
for the
2015.
Yes, for the big fatty. Fatty. Yes, I was number three.
I think it should be revoked just for that reason, right there.
I totally
do too.
I'm number three. Bitch.
Weekly rewind.
So yeah, the weekly like to be on the lowest podium.
Well, I mean, at least he picked my name.
Got the bronze.
I was going to say, here's the bronze medal for you.
I
what are you freaking the USA in the Russian Olympics?
No, I'm Romania in the what does Romania suck at here in the Summer Olympics? Anybody that's like
just sports.
The Jamaican everything bobsled team.
Yeah. I'm the bronze Jamaican bobsled team.
Actually, didn't they get the gold? Didn't the Jamaicans get the gold?
No, they didn't do anything.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2087 of the BFO for right the 22th of January 2016. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters, and get your pencils ready. I'm going to tell you how to enter the number one fan contest. Hello, Toothers. Big Fatty, why are we Toothers? Is it Tooth Hurdy? No, it's not Tooth Hurdy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Y'all is going well. Y'all, you are Toothers today because I think I fucked it up at the beginning of the little show and said it was the 22nd. Y'all, it's the 22th. It is the 22th. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. January. So, Big Fatty, can we just make it Tooth Hurdy after all? Yes, Big Fatty. This weekend, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, excuse me, all of a sudden I'm sleepy. Y'all, the first one, y'all, the first one is a big ready. You gonna be okay? Yeah, I think I'll be fine. I don't know what's come over me, but tomorrow. Yeah, the 23rd of January, y'all, it is a very special. Big Fatty, wake up! Oh, Big Fatty, tomorrow, the 23rd, is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. It is the exiting of the David that Blue Jeans got. Oh, well, that makes it understandable why he's going to sleep in and everything. Big Fatty, wake up. I've already told him what I'm...
y'all, then on Sunday... we have another special exiting of the birth canal. Y'all used to be on the LK today. Big Fatty, and he's in the coal mine most every day. Y'all, it's Larry Claw. It is Larry Claw. So, y'all, if you see David, that Blue Jeans guy, or Larry Claw on the 20... or the face space, Big Fatty, they may be on the scruff also, or any of the dating sites. Y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Larry Claw and especially David gets a big old piece of no-dose cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday. Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Jim. You know me, the number one funky homo. I just wanted to say thank you for keeping an eye on Gavin. And while he was in Georgia with you, the only skid marks he came home with were the ones in his own pants. There were none on his body, and I'm really thankful for it. Anyway, I'd also like to thank you for keeping me in mind and my vocation in life of giving friends a hand and getting the tickets for the run for the Fitz Fest in Palm Springs. I so appreciate that. Well, I've taken enough of your time. You take care of yourself. I'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all.
Woodhaven.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is the number one funky homo. Yes, me, Betty. And Jim, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And Gemma, I know you're going to be heading down to the Horror Hotel towards the end of May, and Big Fatty's going to be there that weekend too, so I'm looking forward to finally meeting you face to face. Yes, Big Fatty. And if you can't use those special coupons to the puppet show weekends, I'm sure you know people who can, so don't let them go to waste. No, Big Fatty, do not let a good coupon go to waste.
Big Fatty! Drum Major Kev calling. So this morning, we're getting Junior up for school. Wake up, go pee. Okay, go get dressed, take your pill, put your shades up, blah, blah, blah. You know, the same thing we do every morning. But then he decides, after Brian gets in the shower, that I gotta go poop. Well, why didn't you go before? I didn't have to. All right, well, you're gonna have to wait. I gotta go. Okay. Knock, knock. Stay in the shower. Someone's got to poop really bad. So I overhear in the bathroom, Brian say to Junior, why didn't you go poop before? And his answer was, because my butt wasn't ready. You want a kid? Free. I'll send him, and I won't even make you pay postage. Talk to you later, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Yeah, guys. My butt wasn't ready. Big Fatty, yours is always ready. It's true. It really is. First of all, Drum Major Kev, thank you so much for the call. And I think that that this needs to become a new segment. A new segment on the BFO where you just share little kerfuffles like that. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a kitty kerfuffle. Big Fatty, that's almost alliteration. Well, anyway, it's even started, we started both with a K. Yes, Big Fatty. But thank you for sharing that. And if you didn't giggle at that, then no, Big Fatty, they better have. That's all I gotta say.
It's January Content Contest Month. It's January Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Chad's new contest. It's January Content Contest Month. Mail some shit in.
Yes, that's what we're going to do. Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the crooning once again. Lovely to hear your voice. And y'all have gotten even more kids. here. Big Fatty, have you noticed that Gus Chan said that he was eligible and yet he hadn't sent a kid in yet? I've noticed that. But y'all, our next kid, it is one of those, Picasso. Big Fatty, it's another kitty! And, the kitty is holding a pepper and a shaker thing, and he's got a big old racist chips and salsa bowl on his head. Big Fatty has a hat, and it says "We Hot Mexicans, Maraca, Lord My Penmanship, Hot Bacon." Big Fatty, her penmanship indeed. You thought that she wrote whore yesterday. So anyway, Miss Bacon, Big Fatty, can we go look at this in the courtyard? Yes. Oh, it's a kitty, a Mexican kitty. All right. Okay. Anyway, so Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the entry. Got another one here from Miss Bacon. Y'all, it is another Picasso. Oh, Big Fatty, let me see. Okay. And y'all, this one's dressed up like one of those beef eaters. Big Fatty, like a bottle of gin. No, one of those beef eaters from over there in London, Mexico. Oh, okay. And it says, Big Fatty, it's for me. It says, Poodle McNoodle, Tommy Hearts to talk about Gerald's sword. No, really. He has a sword. And anyway, I use it to keep hum. And I think that's supposed to be him, but it looks like hum. 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 Hi, hum. In line, hot bacon. Big Fatty, we love this kitty. You know, with a Mexican kitty. Oh, yeah, Big Fatty. Okay, and so anyway. Y'all, our next cat, Big Fatty, is it from Miss Bacon? It is. And it's another kitty. Oh, Big Fatty, another kitty. And y'all, this one is wearing, it's a Picasso wearing a kilt. And playing the bagpipes, Big Fatty, blowing and squeezing, vulgar. It says, this card is for our kilt wearers. No Vegas this year will be okay. I am looking forward to next year's. A happy kilt wearing, hot bacon, Big Fatty. Can we look and see what the... Oh, Big Fatty, the kilt doesn't fall far enough below the kitty's not wearing anything under the kilt. Well, you're not supposed to. Oh, okay. Y'all, the next cat is... y'all, it's in an envelope. Big Fatty, it's not from Miss Bacon then. No, it appears to be from Mags. And, let's just open it up and see what we got here. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, look. Y'all, it's some sort of little, I don't know if that's a little puppy dog. Yes, Big Fatty. And the puppy dog has lassoed the sun and put it in the post office box. Oh, Big Fatty, look. And it says, our burglar party, poodle, and the squeakies. Oh, Big Fatty. And, okay. Another one. When I saw the scratch-off, I had to get it for you. Listen to the horror episode with Granny and hope you enjoyed yourself. Sending a little sunshine your way, Mags. Big Fatty, that is so cute. Oh, y'all, that is some rotisserie chicken. And y'all, in the can, y'all, that was a scratch-off. It is the bringing home the bacon. Big Fatty, win 20 years of bacon. Big Fatty. Anyway, it says, we're going to go ahead and just do this right now. Yes, Big Fatty. Match any of the winning symbols to any of your symbols. Win the prize shown. Reveal two strips of bacon and win triple the prize. Yes, Big Fatty. All right, let's see what the winning symbols are. Y'all, the first one is wheat. And the other one is cone. Big Fatty, I have a feeling we might win with cone being one of them. And y'all, we're just going to look. It looks like we've got quite a few symbols here. Let's just see what we got. We've got a pig. We have got a wheelbarrow. Not a winner. A shovel. No winner there.
We have got, let's see what we got here. We've got an egg, no winner there, a fence, not a winner. What is that? A melon, big, very, not a winner. A barn, no winner there. And we're looking at the last ones here now. We've got a farmer, not a winner. A bucket, big, very, bucket. And some hay. Big Betty, not a winner. Poor Big Betty. But y'all, the second chance drawing, it says winning 20 years of bacon. Online entry only. So, Mags, we may not have been a winner, but we're going to enter the 20 years of bringing home the bacon second chance. Yes, Big Betty, I have a feeling you might win. Got another card. Got another card here from Miss Bacon. It says Poodle and Squeaky Kitty. Big Betty, oh, dear, Gussie. Let's see what's on the front of it. Y'all, it's another one of those Picasso. This is the Kyle and the Hawaiian. It's got on the grass skirt and the lei. Big Betty. It says, this one reminds me of Kyle. Can you tell everyone why? And please ask everyone to tell Kyle hello from us. Hot KB Bacon. Well, thank you, Miss Bacon. And I think I just did all that before you even asked me. Yes, Big Betty. the next cat, y'all, it is not from Miss Bacon. It is, I don't know what this is on the front. It's it's the Fall Arch, and it is holiday greetings, Valentine's Day from your fans at Blom Time, Byron and Drip. Big Fatty, who the hell is Drip? Oh, Dr. P, I think. No, it says Drip, y'all, but I think it's supposed to be Dr. P. Well, Byron, it's Baron. It's Baron and Big Betty. I think he didn't know who he is. Poor Byron and Drip. Okay, y'all, it is time now to get ready to choose the number one fan of the BFO for 2016. And, y'all, it is so simple to enter. Y'all, we will draw the winner during the halftime of the Superb Owl, and that is on the 7th of February. Y'all, all you have to do is send an e-letter, and only an e-letter, to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And y'all, in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. And y'all, then we will take everybody's name and put it in the colostomy bag, and we will draw the number 3, number 2, and number 1 fans of the BFO. And y'all, it's one entry per person, and I need to have the entries no later than 5 p.m. in the evening. And that is Eastern Nata time on Friday, the 5th of February, which is 2 weeks from today. Big Betty, it could not be easier. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, it's full moon this weekend. Big Betty. One last thing on the number one fan. Everybody is eligible to be the number one fan except Trucker Alex. He was the number one fan of 2015. He's the only one that is not eligible to repeat. But everybody else, 25 words or less, Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. Send it to me. You got 2 weeks to get it in. 25 words or less, e-letters only. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at It's All About Meh. And, Ed Candelabra was the number 3 fan for 2015. Mark and Ed, how excited were y'all about Ed winning that?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, Big Fatty, I can just hear it. It is dripping with excitement.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.